Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
What we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, another storm has arrived. You might be asking, is the drought over yet?
We are in really good shape. The mountains have great snowpack. It's going to feed us all through the dry season. Our reservoirs are going to be looking good.
Will online learning remain a permanent part of community college education in California? And this week marks the 3rd anniversary of the pandemic. We'll take a look back and see where we are now. It's Friday, March 10th. I'm Nick Roman. You're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. The latest storm in what's been one of the stormiest winters in a long time in Southern California has arrived. It's not so bad so far in LA County, Orange County, the Inland Empire, but just a little farther north, they're getting drenched again. San Luis Obispo County is under a flash flood warning until 7 o'clock tonight. Much of Santa Barbara County is also under a flash flood advisory until 7. Same for Ojai, which got soaked today. Also, Yosemite National Park is closed till next Thursday. Again, we will not get as much rain from this storm in LA and Orange Counties or the Inland Empire, but then again, this isn't the last storm. We're expecting another one Tuesday into Wednesday. Now, with all this rain, you're probably asking the same question that we've all asked. Is our nagging drought in California finally over? LA's science reporter Jacob Margolis, what's the answer?
You know, we are in really good shape. The mountains have great snowpack. It's going to feed us all through the dry season. Our reservoirs are going to be looking good, but groundwater supplies are still depleted. And you know what? Because of rising temperatures, there is greater stress being put on our landscape. So the same amount of water that might have been enough, you know, 30 years ago, just isn't today. So we're going to have to see how temperatures shape up over the course of this next year or the rest of the year.
It's a good time to check with the U.S. Drought Monitor to see where drought conditions stand in California. This week's map says only about 20% of the state remains in severe drought conditions. A year ago, it was more than 70%. This month marks 3 years since the pandemic forced California's higher education system to switch from in-person classes to online learning. It was perhaps the biggest change ever for the University of California, the California State University, and the California Community College system, and it came in a matter of days. LA's Community College's reporter Jackie Orchard spoke with the chancellor at the LA Community College District about whether online learning is here to stay.
Chancellor Francisco Rodriguez said schools need to continue to offer options because LACCD serves a unique population of student parents, formerly incarcerated students, first-generation students, undocumented students, and those balancing work with school.
We're returning to that more normal in-person environment, but we're not quite there yet. We're about 50% online, hybrid, and 50% in person, and working our way towards an environment that would be more in person.
Rodriguez said he thinks the split will settle to around 2/3 in-person and 1/3 virtual. But with students still needing flexibility, online options are here to stay. I'm Jackie Orchard.
Remember yesterday when California sued the city of Huntington Beach over its apparent reluctance to build more housing? Governor Gavin Newsom called Huntington Beach Exhibit A for what's wrong with housing in the state. Well, today the governor praised Los Angeles for its work to add to its housing stock. LA has received a pro-housing designation from the state. That means it gets priority when the California Department of Housing and Community Development divvies up state housing dollars. LA is the 11th city or county in the state to get the pro-housing designation. San Diego and Fontana are the only others to get it in Southern California. Now, a look back in recent history. Tomorrow marks 3 years since the World Health Organization first called COVID-19 a pandemic. It also marks 3 years since I was teaching a journalism class at Cal State Long Beach, and a student said she just received a university email that said this was our last in-person class. We were going remote. Hours later at KPCC, now LAist 89.3, we held the biggest staff meeting we ever had before or since and found out that all of us would be broadcasting remotely from then on. That's what I've done ever since. And that night, the moment that many of us mark as the moment the pandemic got real. Remember? On Twitter, actor Tom Hanks announced he and his wife, Rita Wilson, had come down with COVID-19. You remember that, right? It was 3 years and five vaccinations ago tomorrow. So, is the pandemic over? Well, I can't answer that, but I can tell you that Johns Hopkins University today stopped updating its trusted pandemic tracker. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino. Catherine Mailhouse is the Director of Content Development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Join us again here tomorrow. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live.
LAist Studios.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.